A very good morning to all of you.
早安，谢谢大家。
As today is a combined service,
今天是一个联合敬拜。
I was actually before the meeting, I proposed to our sister De Jin.
今天早上她告诉我。
I said maybe I'll speak in English and then you'll interpret into Mandarin.
我用中文翻译。
And maybe,
我好高兴。
I mean that would be more fair to those who are English speaking.Because every time when I come, I'll deliver the message in Mandarin, and for those who are English speaking, maybe you find that there's a quite a big distance.
每次我来的时候，我用中文讲，英文翻译可能有一段距离。
I feel my heart is filled with joy.
我心里充满了喜乐。
And also, I'm filled also with gratitude to God and also thankfulness to the congregation.
我也感谢神和感谢我们的众教会弟兄姐妹
for giving me this opportunity that this morning I can worship the Lord together with you.
让我能够跟弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神
and even to ponder the message of the Lord from the Scripture together with you.
我们能够一起来思量神的话语
But before the sermon,
在这讲道之前
I do actually want to make one announcement.
我有一个报告事项。
Because I brought some of my publications to share with you this morning.
我有几样东西我出版的要跟大家分享。
Most of the books that I brought before, and I do not actually want to go in length and to introduce them.
在我以前带来的许多书本，我想我不再继续说。
But just a new publication I want to share with you.
只有一本新的出版书。
And because my publications are all in Chinese.
因为我所出版的是中文的中文版。
So maybe there is no need for interpretation then.
Okay, 我们不需要讲了。
这本是我自己在 Westminster 念这个神学的时候的博士论文。那么我那个时候认为说我对西方的东西读得太多了。所以我在写博士论文的时候，那个时候我就说我应该回到我们自己中国人的这个神学家。后来我就写了尼托生 Watchman Nee 为什么写尼托生呢因为尼托生其实对华人教会的影响非常深非常广如果你要对华人教会的这个意识形态这个形式方式跟那一些基本上信仰的这个背景要有所了解的话你一定要了解尼托生因为尼托生对我们影响太大太广太深了所以后来在写博士论文的时候呢就把它写成这个选了这个尼托生那么当然我的论文是用这个英文写的因为在 Westminster 那后来我就请一位的弟兄帮我这个翻译成这个中文那是中文的这个翻译本那我今天有带来如果你兴趣的话你可以这个散会的这个时候呢到楼下可以去浏览另外有两个的这个 CD 或是 MP3 我想介绍的就是呢我在马来西亚在香港在这个 Miri 在新山要来的这是毕业的或在古晋有一个的讲座那个讲座呢是说教您如何读懂圣经我想圣经是我们信徒最基本的一个所每天都要读的但是有人读但不一定读得懂那我就按照这好几年的这个经验呢开了这个讲座会那个这个讲座会前后我想至少有1500个人次参加过这个讲座会他们都觉得这个讲座有一些的这个帮助所以我们有把它录成这个 DVD 跟 MP3 等等我这次有带来如果你兴趣的话你也可以看一下就是教您如何读懂圣经那最后一个呢是我在各地开课的这个时候有一个新的课程我开的我们刚才所念的是使徒信经使徒信经里面有很多重要的神学很多重要的神学因此你读的这个时候呢到底你念这个使徒信经比如说它是上帝的独生子要怎样了解神还有独生子这回事情呢到底里面有什么神学重要的神学观念呢我在这个不同的地方有开过这个课叫做使徒信经的神学那如果你对使徒信经想要更多的这个了解的话我想呢这一个的讲座会所录的特别我们是带 MP3 来对你可能有一些的这个帮助那这是呢我所带来的一些的这个 publication 跟一些的 DVD 还有其他的我就不在这里再介绍了那么待会我们上主日学的时候散会的时候如果有兴趣的话可以到这个书座可以稍微的这个浏览 We go to the Lord in prayer then
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you as even we come before you to worship you, we fully understand and grasp this is the opportunity that is given to us so that we, by your grace, can come together and can have fellowship with God and with fellow Christians. We thank you because even sinner as we are, you have given us this ability with the help of the Holy Spirit who inspired the Bible, who revealed the truth, so that as we open the Bible, that he will lead us into the truth and to understand even your mind and to understand even the plan, to even understand the word that is before us. We ask that you continue to uphold us by your grace and by the working of the Holy Spirit. Even as a servant, as he comes before you to expound on your word, he does not depend on him, but depend rather on the Lord and the Holy Spirit alone. So as a servant coming before you to speak forth your word and to teach in your holy word, may you be with him, may you grant grace, may you grant wisdom, and even as a congregation, we commit each and every one of us into your precious hand. May you lead us into your truth. And even as your servant coming before you, once again he prayed to you to cleanse the one who speak, the one who interpret, the one who listen with your precious blood, so that as we come before you, we come without any blemish. So that as we come before you, our learning, our worship will be acceptable unto your sight. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Shall we again now turn to the text for this morning, Matthew chapter 24, verses 45 to 51.
那我们再翻到马太福音24章45节到51节。
I would want to read for you again in English, and maybe our sister will read to you again in Chinese. Matthew chapter 24, verses 45 to 51. Here the Bible says, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants, and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'"
我们一起念中文。谁是忠心有见识的仆人，主为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就是有福的。我实在告诉你们，主人要看爱他管理一切所有的。倘若那恶仆心里想，我主人必来得迟，就动手打他的同伴，又要与醉酒的人一同吃喝，在想不到的日子，不到这时辰，那仆人的主人要来，重重地处置他，定他和那假冒为善的人同罪，在那里必要有哀哭切齿了。
To understand this text,
要了解这个内容，
we actually have to put this text into a proper context.
我们必须把它放在一个新的框架里头。
And the context of this text actually is on chapter 24 and 25 of Matthew.
这框架是在24章、25章一起。
And I do have this Matthew 24 and 25, the structure chart, actually on a PowerPoint.
我要把24章、25章这个结构放在 PowerPoint 里头。
And this PowerPoint that I have,
就是现在你们看到的。
I have both in Chinese and in English.
他不但用中文做了这个 PowerPoint， 也用英文做了。
Because I was in contemplating that probably there is an English-speaking congregation that need also to know the structure.
所以那些不懂中文的，只说英文的能够看得懂。
Now I shall first actually put it in English, and later on I'll change it to Chinese after I have expound on the context.
我现在要用英文讲一遍给你们大家听。
Now to understand this text that we just read at Matthew chapter 24, verses 45 to 51,
我们回到马太福音24章24节到51节。
We must know that in chapter 24,
在24章里头,
the disciples was asking the Master Jesus Christ,
我们, 门徒们问耶稣基督说,
When would you return?
你什么时候才回来呢?
When would be your second coming?
你再来的时候是什么时候呢?
And he did say that nobody knows, not the angels in the heaven, not the Son, only the Father.
耶稣确实回答他们说，没人知道，连父亲，只有父亲知道。
If there's nobody who knows,
没有任何人知道。
Then how will we know and be prepared for your return?
如果我们都不知道，我们如何预备他的再来呢?
And because of that, chapter 24 expounded and what Christ Jesus had delivered,as a sign that precede him before he comes.
所以呢耶稣在24章里头给了我们一些征兆让我们知道他什么时候会再来。
So you could read actually chapter 24, there are signs and also there are some indications that will indicate that Christ shall return.
所以在24章里头清楚地告诉我们许多征兆他再来的征兆。
We can actually group these signs that precede before Christ return into two big categories.
我们可以把它分成两大类。
There are actual signs that happen in the world itself.
我们可以看到这是征兆在它的话语里头的征兆。
There are also signs that happen within the church.
也有在教会里面发生的征兆。
Now for signs that happen in the world.
在世界上中所发现的征兆是呢?
For instance, Christ said that the nation will rise against nation.
比如国攻打国
People will rise against people.
民攻打民
There shall be earthquakes.
有地震
There shall be famines.
有饥荒
There shall be plagues.
有很多的
瘟疫
瘟疫
And also he said that there are actually signs in the society which at the same time happening within the church.
在这些世界中的征兆也在发生在教会中
False Christ and false prophet shall arise.
有假基督和假先知的兴起
Which means in the last day there will be religious revivals in the world
在末日的时候必须有宗教的复兴
But within the church there will be also false Christ and false prophets
但在教会中有很多的假先知和假基督
And also in the last day a lot of unlawful things shall happen
在末日的时候有许多不法的事 增加
There shall be persecution of Christian and the church
也有在教会里头有很多的逼迫
And many of these absurd theories, doctrine also shall prevail in the society.
有很多荒谬的学说会在世中
And people dislike to understand, to hear the truth, but rather they are drawn to all these absurd teachings.
人们会厌烦纯正的真道，反而相信荒谬的话语。
And he said, when see all these signs happening, which means the comingOf myself, the Lord is at hand.
当这些征兆发生的时候，基督再来的时候就近了。
Now these actually are the signs that Christ Jesus had delivered or liberated to us for us to be kept warned before His return.
这是耶稣基督特别给我们的征兆，让我们等候他的再来。
Actually, the last time I said.
我上一次这样说
That people who laugh at us as Christians say that how can you say these are signs and these are prophecies?
有许多人嘲笑我们基督的人徒说这怎么是征兆怎么是 是预言呢
They say tell me
告诉我
Ever since that civilization
自从有文明以来
Is there any time whereby the world go without any wars nation against nation peoples against people there are world earthquakes there are also the famines and the rest?
师父，请问有没有自从有文明以来，国攻打国，民攻打民，地震、饥荒是从来没断过。
But I tell you what, in verse 8 of chapter 24 of Matthew,
24章第八节这样说。
There's a very key word that is actually there.
有一个很重要的字眼这样说。
He said that all these tribulations,
这样的灾荒灾难
is like a labor pain.
就好像妇人产前的阵痛。
You see, before actually the baby is born by a one who is conceived.
我们知道啊，孩子是妇人孕妇所生的。
When it comes closer to the time of delivery,
当快要产生产的时候
you see that the pain of the mother, the intensity or the frequency is more and more intensified.
母亲的阵痛是越来越严重，越来越痛。
So that we can understand.
所以他知道。
Yes, ever since that civilization.
Yes, 自从人文明以来。
We can see all these things, nation against nation, people against people, earthquake, famines, plagues, and the rest.
我们看到公国攻打国，民攻打民，地震、灾荒，还有各种的瘟疫都流行。
But as we see,
但我们看见
as taught by Jesus,
如同耶稣教导我们
when it comes to the closer of the time when Christ shall return,
当越接近耶稣再来的时候
the frequency and the intensity of all this happening are unprecedented.
这些是频率就会越来越密集
Even as we watch the happening of earthquake in the world,
就像我们看到世上的许多地震。
If you were to tell me today there's an earthquake in Turkey, there's an earthquake in California,
如果你今天告诉我们土耳其有地震，加州有地震
I will first ask you how serious is that.
我会首先问多严重啊。
And they'll tell you 6 on the Richter scale.
人们也许说六点几级。
Oh, that's nothing.
啊，那不没什么。
Because we already have one at 9.1 happening just near my Malaysia in Sumatra Aceh.
因为我们在马来西亚已经有一次九点几级的地震
And because of that,
因为这样
we already no more paying attention to the earthquake that happens today if it is not serious enough.
我们对地震可能就忽视了
We would actually pay attention.
我们其实是应当注意的
Because the intensity and the frequency of this thing narrated by Jesus Christ should happen in the different kind of manner.
其实我们应该切切地知道耶稣警告我们这严重的频率跟严重性都是越来越近了。
That is only but to indicate to us that Christ shall return and he'll return fast.
告诉我们耶稣再来的时候快来了。
Now the focus of earth this morning is
今天的早上的讲章
Christ Jesus has told the disciples that the signs that will be happening in the world and within the church before his return.
为什么耶稣告诉他的门徒在世界上的征兆和在教会中的征兆
But from the time when Christ said all this,
当耶稣说这些时候
until the time when he shall actually return,
直到他再来的时候
we do not know how long that is.
我们不知道中间有多长
But are we then...going to be idle before his return.
难道我们就什么事都不做吗?
Definitely not.
确定不是。
Because after Christ Jesus had given all these signs that will indicate his returning,
当耶稣告诉我们这些征兆表示他快要回来了。
He tell the disciples 4 parables.
他告诉门徒四个比喻。
The first parable is chapter 24, verses 42 to 44.
第一个比喻在马太福音24章42节到44节。
He said that I shall return and shall return like a thief.
我要像贼一样的来到。
Which means the thief never give you a serve you a notice saying, I'm coming tonight.
贼从来不会先告诉你我什么时候来。
They will come when you're caught totally unaware.
他在你完全没有预备的时候来到。
So that's only about to tell them.Be alert all the time.
换句话说，我们要警醒。
And after he has expounded on the first parable,
当他说完了第一个比喻之后
he goes to the second parable.
他接着说第二个比喻。
And the second parable is the parable we are going to focus today.
今天我们的重点就要重点放在第二个比喻上。
But after that,
在那之后
he actually tells the parable of the 10 wise and also 10foolish virgin.
其实在那之后他就说了十个童女的比喻五个是愚拙的五个是聪明的
Five are those who are wise who prepared actually the oil while they're waiting.
五个聪明的童女不单单是等候还预备了油
In the Jewish tradition,
在犹太人的传统里面
they will go outside the city wall to wait for the coming of the groom.
他们会走在城门外去等候。
And when the groom comes,
当新郎来的时候
，then together with those who are waiting there, they enter into the city, and then they would have a wedding feast.
童女会跟新郎一起进城，然后到那婚宴的地方。
This is only about the prefigure.
这不过是一个前奏。
预表 prefigure。That we, the whole church, is waiting for the coming of Christ.
我们整个教会在等候耶稣基督的再来。
Even the whole world.
整个世界都在等候。
Waiting for the coming of Christ.
等候耶稣基督的再来。
And then when he comes.
当他来的时候。
The church then would go together with him into the new heaven and new earth indicated by this city.
当他再来的时候，教会会跟耶稣基督一同进入新天新地。
The five are wise.
五个是聪明的。
Prepare always.
Always, 总是预备好。
The five who are foolish.
五个是愚拙的。
Had nothing.
没有预备好。
When the groom comes.
当新郎来的时候。
They say to the one who are wise.
他对那五个聪明的女子说。
Why not you spare us some oil?
请你给我一些油。
And the wise say that, why don't you get it yourself?
那聪明的童女跟他说，你自己去买吧。
This is only about to teach us.
这告诉我们。
There are things that people can help you.
人们能够帮助你的。
There are things that you can have to help yourself.
有些事是你必须自己预备的。
I can tell you that there's a meeting in the church.
我可以告诉你，我们在教会里面聚集。
How good the speaker is.
我们他。讲员的好坏
That's the much that can help you.
那我没办法告诉你
But it's up to you to come yourself.
要你自己来看
Just like a doctor, a physician.
就像一个医生
When you're sick.
当病了
He can prescribe you with a medicine.
当病人可以来到看他的时候他可以给你一个诊断书
But to be healed.
要被治疗
You have to take the medicine yourself.
你必须吃那个药
There's only up to certain stage and certain limit that others can help you.
只有某个程度上别人可以帮你吗
Especially spiritual things. Especially on spiritual things. 属灵的事情。
哦，当属灵的事情上。
We can help you only up to certain limit.
我们只能帮助你某一些程度上。
Beyond that.
超过那之后。
You have to help yourself.
你必须自己帮助自己。
So the warning of the 10 virgins is on the fact that we have to alert and be prepared.
十个童女的比喻是要我们警醒，要随时准备好。
And as to the talents.
就像那十个
才干。The talents.
才干的。
The five talents, the two talents, and the one talents.
五千两银子，两千两银子和一千两银子。
The gist of the parable is not on how much you have.
这些是告诉你他才干的比喻，你有多少。
That according to your ability, God will grant you five talents, two talents, and one talent.
神按照你的能力给你五千两银子，两千两银子和一千两银子。
The important thing is that.
这不重要的是。
He shall come.
他再来的时候。
And when he come.
当他来的时候。
There shall be judgment.
他必须审判你。
And that is coming on the chapter 25, verses 31 to 46.
25章31节到46节这样子，说了耶稣再来的审判。
Because in that passage.
就在那一段经文里头。
He said that when he comes.
当他来的时候。
We shall be divided into goat and sheep and be judged accordingly.
我们会被分成绵羊还是山羊。
Now this is the whole structure of the Bible.
这是这两经节的结构。
For this text.
For 这两章经节的结构。
Let me put it on the previous one. That is the Chinese one.
这是中文版。
Now, the passage we have just read.
刚才我们读过的经节。
The chapter 24 verses this 45 to 51.
马太福音二十四章四十五节到五十一节。
You have to put it in this context.
我们必须把它放在这个结构里头。
Then you can fully appreciate what Christ Jesus is going to teach.
这样我们才能够真正的了解耶稣基督要告诉我们的是什么。
And here he says.
在于他这样说。
Before the master returns.
在主人回来之前
He actually appointed one among them to be the steward or to be the leader of all other servants.
他其实是指派了一个仆人在他的事情上做管家。
And even in this passage we find that
就在这里面我们看到
There are people who are under actually his rule or his command.
这时候管家手下有很多人
But also there are things that whereby the master has committed to him
还有许多、资产要 交给他们
So because he thought that the master is delayed in his return
因为他如果心里想我的主人必迟来
And here he said that he beat his fellow servants
他就打那他的同伴
And these are the people whereby Christ took all the master and entrusted to this steward.
这就是耶稣基督托付给我们的仆人。
So not only people that the master have entrusted to this steward.
耶稣不单单是把人交给我们，让我们做好管家。
主人 ，the master.
主人。
But also he entrusted to him things.
他也把许多的事。
That he got to take good care.
他必须做好管家。
Now here he said that the servant thinking that the master is delayed in his return.
这时候这个仆人认为他的主人会迟来。
Here he said that he eat and drink with the drunkards.
他就吃喝跟那个喝醉的人一起吃喝。
And because of that,
因为那样子
he was not able to give them food in a proper time.
他们就不会按时分粮给他的仆人。
So here we see that there are two kinds of things that God had entrusted to us when the master has gone away.
当耶稣主人离开我们的时候，主交代给我们两样事情。
God had entrusted to us things.
神把事物交给我们。
God had entrusted to us people.
神把人交给我们。
Important thing is that are we faithful in this thing that in this people that God entrusted to us.
重要的是我们是不是忠心良善的仆人呢?
We should understand that all of us has been actually appointed in a certain manner as a steward.
我们都必须这样了解每一个人我们中间每一个人都被指派做神的仆人
管家
管家
At home,
在家里
God has committed the children into our hands.
神把儿女交给我们。
In the school, if you are a teacher,
在学校，神把老师。
God has entrusted the student into your hand.
神把学生交给老师。
If you are actually in an office,
在办公室。
God has entrusted the subordinates to you.
你手下有一些与你一起工作的人。
And even more so.
甚至更重要的是。
In the church,
在教会里头。
As a deacon.
如果是一个执事
as an elder,
如果是个长老
and we as a pastor,
如果是个牧师
God has entrusted all this sheep under our care.
神把所有的羊交代我们手中看顾
Now all these things that God entrusted to us,
神把这一切交给我们
One day we shall be accountable to him.
有一天我们必须向主交账
Have we or have we not?Been a good servant.
我们是不是一个好的、善良的仆人
？Did we or did we not?
我们是不是
thinking that the master is delayed in his return, and we raise our hand and beat the one who is entrusted to us?
我们是不是像那个二仆，举起我们的手打我们的同伴，认为我们主人必迟来呢
？So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，we all has been.Appointed as a steward in certain form.
我们每一个人都被神指派做主人。
We rule over them.
我们管理他们。
We enjoy certain authority over them.
我们有享受那权柄。
But remember,
要记住
authority always comes with responsibility or accountability.
主权永远带着一个责任 在身上，也带着一个。
If we have not been faithful and good servant,
如果我们不是个忠心良善的仆人
，to all these people that God has placed into our hand,
当这些人在我们的手下的时候
，one day,
有一天
，when he returns,
当耶稣再来的时候
，we shall be accountable.
我们必须向主交账。
And even so, with the things that God has entrusted to us.
还有许多的事物神交托给我们。
We need to be faithful.
我们必须做忠心的。
We need to be a good servant.
我们必须做一个良善的仆人。
We know that Psalm 127 says.
我们知道诗篇二十三章这么说。
Even the children are the inheritance whereby God has given to us.
我们知道圣经告诉我们，儿女是神所赐的产业。
Which means even the children are not yours.
我们知道儿女不是我们的。
They are only but entrusted under your care for a time.
只是神把他交托给我们，照顾他们。
How do you raise your children?
你如何抚养你的孩子？
How do you take care of them? It's so important.
你如何照顾他们是非常重要的。
I have actually been in the state for the past 9 years.
我过去九年。
1982 to 1988.
82到88年
翻译的时候记数目一定要记电话号码8288不要记1982 1988就很久一定记得1982年到88年 I came here once for my theological equipment
我来到我们当中
and the second time is 1997 to 99
97年到99年
and that was twice when I was in the state
我 在美国
Whether the first time or the second time
不管是第一次来还是第二次来
One thing that I observe is
我观察到一件事
The congregation is actually composed of those people from China, from this Taiwan, from this Southeast Asia who are very very intelligent
我们的教会有从中国大陆来的有从台湾来的有从东南亚来的
Intelligent people get married with intelligent people.
我们都是非常有智慧的人，我们娶的嫁的都是有智慧的人。
不一定智慧，聪明罢了。
聪明的。
So then, these intelligent people marry intelligent people, beget intelligent their children.
当我们聪明的人娶了聪明的人，所生的孩子也是聪明的。
They all hope that their children will go to Harvard, go to MIT, and the rest.
他们都盼望和自己的儿女能够去哈佛大学或者是麻省理工学院。
So when I was pastoring the church then in 1997 to 1998, 97年到99年，
我所做的牧养的教会。
I always tell my congregation.
我必须常常告诉我们的会友。
I congratulate you if your children go to Harvard, go to MIT.
我恭喜你的孩子能够去哈佛，可以去麻省理工学院。
But what I'm more concerned is.
我更关心的是。
Would you or will you lose your children when you go to Harvard and go to MIT?
当他们去哈佛、去 MIT 的时候，会不会失去了他们？
I think it is even more important while they are concerned with the study, concerned also with the cultivation of the spiritual life.
所以我们虽然关心他们的学业，我们更应该关心他们的属灵的增长。
Because if they are lost in terms of their spirituality, they could be totally lost in their life.
如果他们是在属灵上头失去了他们的信仰，他们真的是失去了他们的一切。
I will congratulate more the parents who actually take good concern of the spirituality of their children.
所以我更恭喜那些家长是关心他们儿女的属灵的成长的家长。
When my daughter was about to go to Syracuse for her study,
当我的女儿要去 Syracuse 纽约学习的时候
，I was already a pastor then.
我那时候已经是一个牧师
，pastoring the Philadelphia Chinese Christian Church.
那时候我在费城华人教会做牧师。
And I asked one of the senior of hers.
我问当时的一个长者。
No, her senior, my daughter's senior.
哦，她的
学姐，
她的高中同学学姐 ，OK。
And I asked her,
我问她,
if my daughter were to go to Syracuse,
如果我的女儿去纽约 Syracuse,
as a pastor,
如果我是个牧师,
tell me,
告诉我,
what is the most important thing that I should do?
哪一件事我做牧师的最重要要做的事?
And this girl,
这个孩子告诉我,
Francine is the name.
Okay.
Is the name, yeah. Told me.
他告诉我说
Pastor,
牧师
the most important thing is,
最重要的是
before she goes,
在她走之前
get a good church for her.
找一个好的教会给他。
Get a good church for her.
找一个好的教会给他。
And I told her.
我告诉他。
I will leave this my daughter into your hand.
我要把我的孩子，我的女儿交在你的手里。
Because you are 2 years her senior.
因为你比她长了两岁。
You have been in the college.
你已经在那个教会。
You know the spiritual environment and the church around the place.
你知道那附近的教会和。
Take my daughter along with you when you go to the church.
请你把我的女儿带到你一起去教会。
And she did.
她就这样做。
The most important thing is the spirituality of your children, no matter which school they go to.
最重要的是，不管他去哪个学校，他的属灵的家是非常重要的。
So, my dear friends, sisters in Christ, these children are not us. It is actually entrusted into our care as a children.
我们知道，我们的儿女不是我们的，只是交托给我们掌管一段时间。
That one day we shall be accountable to Him.
有一天，我们必须对主交账。
Even also more so.
更重要的是
All the things that we have are not ours.
我们所拥有的一切，从某个角度来说，不是我们的。
You know Job, the Old Testament Job.
在旧约里面的约伯记这样说。
When everything has been taken away from him.
当他失去一切所有的时候。
He rends his garment and he bowed down to God and praised and also prayed to God.
他撕裂了他的衣服，跪下来敬拜神，这样说。
Blessed is the name of Jehovah.
神的名是应当称颂的。
That he is to be worshipped.
他是应当敬拜的。
Because I come naked and I shall return naked.
当我赤身露体的来，我要赤身露体的回去。
Even Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 says.
保罗在提摩太前书这样说。
I come with nothing and I shall go back nothing.
我来的时候没带什么来，我回去的时候也不能带什么回去。
And this is very true.
其实这是非常真实的。
Has anybody comes and have seen any of this newborn baby come with a nap, this nappy?
我们中间有没有任何人看到新生儿带来什么东西？
有没有穿尿片来的？
有没有穿尿布来的
？No.
没有。
We come naked.
我们来的时候是赤身露体的来。
Everything that we have now.
我们现在手中所有的一切。
Including the clothing you are wearing today.
包括我们身上穿的衣服。
It is not yours.
都不是我们的。
It is added to you after you come.
都是嫁给你们的。
And even more so, our very breath that sustains us to breathe and to continue to exist and live is not ours.
更重要的是我们所呼吸的每一口气。也不是我们的。
All comes from God by His grace.
都是神按他的恩典加给我们的。
Which is all these things that we have.
在我们所拥有的一切里头。
We are only but steward.
我们不过是一个管家。
We are only but steward.
我们不过是一个管家。
So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, whether in terms of talents, whether in terms of time, and even the very life that you have, we are only but steward.
所以弟兄姐妹们，不管我们的金银财宝是多少，不管我们的时间有多少，我们不过是一个管家。
If it is ours,
如果是我们的，
we can use it in a manner we like.
我们可以用我们的方式来使用。
But if we are only but stewards,
如果我们只是个管家，
that all these things only but entrusted to us for our care.
这一切不过是交托给我们管照管。
Then one day we shall be accountable.
有一天我们必须向主交账。
Just like Matthew chapter 25 says, one day we shall, when he returns, stand before him and to be accountable.
有一天我们当耶稣基督再来的时候，我们都要站在他面前向他交账。
And when he comes,
当他来的时候，
when he judges over us,
当他审判我们的时候，
there will be three criteria that will judge over us.
有三个条件他会来审判。
The first is that, are we a faithful servant?
头一个条件是我们是忠心的吗？
The second, are we a good servant?
我们是良善的吗？
The third is, are we a wise servant?
我们是有见识的吗？
So always be reminded,
所以我想提醒大家，
He will not judge us according to whether we have received 5 talents, 2 talents or 1 talents as the one who have more and maybe he'll reward him more, no.
他不会按5千两银子、2千两银子或1千两银子来审判我们。
He will judge us according to what he has given to us.
他会按他所给我们的来审判我们。
Whether 1,000, 2,000 or 5,000.
是1千两、2千两还是5千两?
That are we a faithful servant?
我们是不是忠心的仆人?
Are we a good servant?
我们是不是个良善的仆人?
Are we actually a wise servant?
我们是不是个有见识的仆人?
Faithfulness.
忠心。
Meaning two aspects.
有两个方面层面。
Are we faithful to the one who entrusted us?
第一是我们是对那交付给我们的人忠心吗?
Are we faithful to the thing that's entrusted to us?
我们是对那所赐给我们的东西忠心吗?
So faithfulness will be measured in terms of two aspects of it.
所以忠心要用两个方式来审核。
To the one that entrusts us, we have to be faithful to him.
对那把这些交给我们的人，我们必须忠心。
To the thing that's entrusted to us,
把那些东西交给我们的东西。
We have to be faithful.To that thing.
我们必须对那些东西忠心。
Let me illustrate.
让我分析。
There's a person.
有一个人。
Who is going away.
他走开了。
And they bring a box to a friend, say that please take good care. I will leave for a while.
他带来一个盒子，里面写东西给那个朋友说，我要请你好好照管他，我要离开。
And this friend say, okay, I'll take good care.
那个朋友说好，我会好好照顾。
After an hour when the friend has left,
当他的朋友离开的时候，
curiosity arose in his heart.
他心里的好奇心想起来了。
What actually is in this box?
究竟在里面有什么东西啊？
What actually is in this box?
究竟那里面是什么呀？
He said, maybe I'll take a peek.
也许我看一看。
No, no, no. My friend is entrusted to him. I better be faithful.
No, 我不应该这样偷看一下。
After a while,
过了一会儿，
when the second hour passes,
第二个小时过去了。
Again, say, what is in this box?
究竟这里面是什么东西啊？
Can I take a look?
可以看吗？
Just a look.
就是刚刚看一眼。
Just a look.
只要看一眼。
No, 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 my friend entrusted me, I better keep it as it is.
不，我的朋友交给我，我最好还是不要看。
Another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes,Another 20 minutes passes away. He could never hold his curiosity. I just take a look. And he opened the box. When he opened the box, a bird flew away. A bird flew away.And he was not able to catch that bird and put in the box and give to a friend again.
他再也没办法把那只鸟抓回来，放回到盒子里，还给这个主人。
Two things God will judge us whether we are faithful or not.
神要用这两件事情来审判我
们。To the one that entrusts you, are you faithful?
对那把事交给我们的，我们是忠心的吗?
To the thing that he entrusted to you, are you faithful?
对那交给我们的东西，我们是忠心的吗?
And he will judge us whether we are a good servant.
他会以此来判断我们是不是忠心良善的仆人。
The English translation good is better than son. Because good embraces a lot of aspects. This man is a good man.
这英文的好包括了很多。
好 is very 好。
好是非常好。
Because when you say good, it actually encompasses many aspects of it. It's very kind, very generous, you know, very gentle, very helpful. All this could be included in good, but not necessarily in son.
Okay. 好可以放好有很多层面，也许它是温柔，也许它是良善，但是它不完全是善。
So goodness actually is the measure whereby God will judge us.
神必用好这个字来审判我们。
And in this aspect,
在这个方面，
this servant is not a good servant, he's an evil servant.
这个仆人不是个好仆人，而是个恶仆。
Why?
为什么呢？
The first aspect is that he misused his authority.
第一是他滥用他的主权。
Those who are put under his care.
在他管理下面的人。
When the master delayed in his return, he thought.
他认为也许我的主人回来必迟。
He beat him.
他就打他们。
And the things that he entrusted to him.
事物交托给他的。
So that he can give food to the one who are entrusted in the proper time.
为的是让他在按时分粮给他的人。
But he and eat and drink with a drunkard.
但他自己却自己享用，跟那个醉酒的人一同享用。
Because of that, he cannot actually give the food at the proper time.
就因为这样子，他没办法按时分粮给其他的仆人。
Which means he did not lead a godly life before his master returned.
换句话说，在他主人回来之前，他没有过一个敬虔的生活。
And finally, he will judge us whether we are wise servants.
最后他要以我们是不是有见识来
Wise meaning that we know how to discern.
有见识分让我们知道我们知道如何分辨。
And that's why just now I said that intelligent and wise are two different things.
刚才我说智慧跟聪明是两回事。
You know, one who's a thief, you think he's not intelligent?
如果一个人是个贼，你认为他不聪明吗？
One who knows to hack into your computer and transfer all your money to his own account, you think he's not intelligent?
那能够把你的账户倒空的人，你认为他不聪明吗？
We Chinese have to say.
我们中文有这一句话。
贼公即状元才。A thief who is very witty and think of a plot, and that plot actually need the intelligence coming from a 状元。贼公即状元才，状元才。
A thief take away the 状元 the first number one person's value.
Do you think that a thief is not intelligent?
你认为贼不聪明吗？
He is intelligent.
他非常的聪明。
But is he wise?
他是不是有见识的呢？
是不是有智慧的？
有智慧呢？
He is not wise.
他不是有智慧
的。What then is wiseness?
那智慧究竟是什么呢？
Wiseness is the ability to rightly use the knowledge. That's called wisdom.
智慧是善用你所有的知识。
When you're intelligent, you gain a lot of knowledge.
你的知识。
Only a one who is wise know how to use the knowledge in the right way.
你有很多的知识，只有智慧的人善用他的知识。
聪明的人可以得到很多知识，智慧的人晓得怎样善用知识。And that's why it is said that you will be judged according to whether you are wise or not.
所以我说你会被审判，是不是有知识、有智慧。
As a wise servant.
是个智慧的仆人。
When there are so many things happen before his coming.
在许多事情发生在耶稣基督再来的时候。
False teachers, false Christ.
有假先知，有假教师。
Absurd teaching prevail in this world today.
有许多荒谬的话语。
As a wise servant.
做一个忠心，做一个智慧的仆人。
You must know how to discern.
你必须要分辨什么是真。
So that you will give the right and proper food to the one who is put under your care.
所以你可以把按时分粮给你手下的人。
As a pastor,
譬如是一个 pastor,
you should be the keeper of the faith of the church.
你一个牧师要使所有会众的信心得到。
So as elders and deacons of the church, you should keep the right faith that's entrusted to us of all those Christians put under your care.
长子都要帮助会众在他的管辖之下保守他们的信心。
You know how to make discernment.
你必须知道分辨。
Whether this is a right teaching or wrong teaching.
是正确的教导还是错误的教导。
If not, you are not a wise servant.
如果你不能分辨，你就不是一个智慧的仆人。
When Christ returns,
当耶稣基督再来的时候，
He shall judge us.
他会以此
according to whether we are a faithful, good, and wise servant.
他会以我们是不是聪明的仆人还是有智慧的仆人来审判我们。
Finally,
最后，
nobody knows when he shall return.
没有人知道耶稣什么时候再来。
When nobody knows when shall he return.
没有人知道他什么时候再来。
But yet we know that he shall return.
但我们确实知道他必回来。
If we do not know that when he will return, but he shall return.
但我们不知道他什么时候回来，但是他必回来的时候。
It doesn't in that sense logically conclude that he shall not return fast.
并不能得到一个论点说他不会快快回来。
Because Christ shall return.
因为基督必回来。
We do not know when he shall return.
我们不知道他什么时候。
But that doesn't deny that he shall return fast.
但这不表示他不会快快的回来。
What happens?
什么发会发生什么事呢?
If he were to come back next year.
如果他明年就回来。
What happens?
会怎样呢?
If he were to come next month.
如果他下个月就回来，会怎样呢?
What happens if he shall come next week?
如果他下个礼拜就回来，该怎样呢?
What happened?
该怎样呢?
If he were to come today.
如果他今天就回来。
Are we ready?
你预备好了吗?
Are we prepared?
我们准备好了吗?
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
我们请德军姐妹带我们祷告。
阿爸父神，我们感谢你，赞美你。你是那信实的主，你是那良善的主。你用赐下耶稣基督成为我们的恩典，成为我们的公义，成为我们的平安。主啊，就求你再一次坚定我们的信心。不管你什么时候再来，我们相信在你里面，我们什么都不缺乏，因为你是那为我们成就一切公义美善的主。也求主帮助我们赐下智慧，做一个忠心良善的仆人，还在我们见主面的时候不知羞愧。我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。